Good evening with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. A judge has begun delivering her submission in the case of Ricardo Taylor, who's charged with wounding with intent and unlawful wounding in the alternative. Mr. Taylor denies the allegations, which stem from an incident during a domino game on the West Bay public beach last year, where he's accused of stabbing another man with a knife. Head of the Criminal Division of the Grand Court, Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards KC, is guiding the jury, made up of 3 women and 4 men, through the evidence before they retire to deliberate. Her summation is anticipated to continue tomorrow, with the jury expected to begin deliberations shortly thereafter. Mr. Taylor remains on bail as the matter moves towards a verdict. In other court news, a man charged in connection with a botched robbery in Georgetown last year has taken the stand in his own defense. Dwayne Williams is accused of a robbery and related offenses, but he denies being the person involved in the incident. The charges are from a failed robbery last year, after which Mr. Williams was arrested following a brief police pursuit in Bodentown. In the Grand Court today, Mr. Williams gave evidence as a part of his defense, explaining why he's not the person involved. Justice Emma Peters is expected to begin her summation on Friday, reviewing the facts of the case before the jury are sent out to deliberate. The 7-member jury are expected to begin deliberating tomorrow whether Mr. Williams is guilty of the offense as charged. He remains in custody pending the conclusion of the case. A public interest report by the Auditor General taking a look at civil servant remuneration, that's their total compensation package, heads to the House of Parliament. And as Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports, it shows the public service remuneration hit $3.1 billion over a 5-year period from 2020 to 2024.
Public Accounts Committee Chair, Georgetown MP Roy McTaggart, tabled the report in the House.
This is a report of a fact-finding exercise. It does not contain any recommendations. The Public Accounts Committee was briefed on the report, but did not undertake any, you know, public inquiries, simply because it's for information purposes.
61% of the $3.1 billion spent on public servant remuneration between 2020 and 2024 went to civil servants within core government, with the remaining staff at statutory authority and government companies. And those remuneration costs accounted for between 46% and 51% of annual government expenditure over the 5 years. Other highlights: remuneration, which includes pension and health insurance premiums in the entire public sector, which increased by 37% over the 5 years to $712 million. The number of public servants increased by 14% to about 7,900, and the average remuneration of public servants increased by 19% from about 76,000 in 2020 to about 90,000 in 2024. Breaking that down further into civil servants and SAGC employees, civil servants' remuneration increased by 34%, while SAGCs increased by 41%. The number of civil servants increased by 13% and SAGCs by 16%. And the average remuneration of civil servants increased 18%, while SAGC employees saw remuneration increased by 21%. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
You can find the full report at auditorgeneral.gov.ky. Now, speaking of government HR matters, the Deputy Governor-designate tabled 3 years' worth of employee information and human resource activity for the civil service. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more on the 2023 through 2025 annual reports.
While speaking to the reports, the Honorable Gloria McField Nixon told MPs by the end of 2025, the entire public service workforce sat at 8,302.
This total represents an increase of 287 employees, or 3.6%, across the entire public service, reflecting targeted recruitment to meet service demand while maintaining fiscal discipline and value for money.
The public service still stands as the largest employer of Caymanians, and by the end of last year, Caymanians represented more than 70% of all employees.
Mr. Speaker, it would be remiss of me not to highlight the ongoing efforts to position the civil service as an employer of choice and to offer competitive benefits that attract and retain Caymanian talent. One of the key ways we are achieving this is through our comprehensive total compensation package, which includes a salary scale that provides remuneration above the minimum wage, a 12% pension contribution, non-contributory health care benefits, and annual leave entitlements of no less than 18 days.
Ms. McField-Nixon told MPs between December 2023 and the end of last year, the average annual salary increased by more than $5,100, moving from about $58,000 to more than $63,000 a year.
2025 marked the 11th consecutive year that average civil service salaries increased.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. An extra $5 million is greenlit by members of Parliament and Finance Committee for the Ministry of Financial Services and Commerce.
Supplementary expenditure increase of $5 million under the Public Management and Finance Act to support the Cayman Islands' preparation for the fifth round mutual evaluation by the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force, the CFATF.
Finance Committee Chair there, the Honourable Ralston Anglin. The money will fund the procurement of specialist anti-money laundering, counter-terrorist financing and counter-proliferation financing technical assistance from a, quote, external consultant, as well as the capacity, operational and implementation needs involved in the mutual evaluation process. Acting Deputy Governor, the Honourable Gloria McField-Nixon, announces the appointment of Laura Knight as Chief Officer of the Portfolio of the Civil Service, succeeding her in the role. Ms. Knight began her civil service career as an internal audit manager in July 2024 and has since advanced through the ranks, most recently serving as Deputy Chief Officer for Strategic Operation and Governance within the Portfolio of the Civil Service. She brings a depth of experience across governance, human resource policy, accountability, and public sector reform to her new role. Government wants to hear from you as it talks cannabis reform. Here's CIGTV's Liana Jarvis.
The Law Reform Commission is inviting the public to weigh in on possible changes to Cayman's cannabis laws. A new discussion paper titled Cannabis Reform, Options for a Harm Minimization Framework, examines recreational cannabis use and possession and reviews how other jurisdictions have approached reform. Among the questions up for debate, whether home cultivation should be decriminalized, whether criminal penalties should be replaced with administrative ones, possible possession limits, and whether historic minor cannabis convictions should be extinguished. The paper is available at lrc.gov.ky, the public consultation website, or gov.ky, as well as in person at the Commission's office. Stakeholders and members of the public are encouraged to submit their views by September 1st, either by email, post, or hand delivery to the director of the Law Reform Commission.
55% of voters supported both the decriminalization of the consumption and possession of small amounts of cannabis in the 2025 general election referendum. Finally, the Postal Service will temporarily suspend acceptance of parcels containing goods destined for European Union countries. The suspension, effective the 1st of July, is due to new EU destination duty requirements that recently came into effect, with rules varying across member states. The Cayman Islands Postal Service says it is currently working with technology partners and each EU destination to establish the necessary arrangements for compliance. The suspension only applies to parcels containing goods or merchandise. Customers sending documents to the EU will not be affected. The Postal Service anticipates resuming acceptance of parcels through a phased approach, reopening services to each EU country as agreements are finalized. In the meantime, customers needing to send goods to the EU after the 1st of July are encouraged to make alternative arrangements. The Postal Service apologizes for any inconvenience and thanks customers for their patience as it works to meet new requirements. For assistance, customers may contact Customer Care Team at cipscustomercare@gov.ky. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom at the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.